Waffle Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
You gave us a chance at the end, but I got three words for you. You like that?
Actually, Kirk's not going to like this news. I mean, it's just another thing in a long line of anti-Vikings offensive line news. We're going to get to write that down predictions in a moment here. We're going to get our guest listener predictor, Tommy. It's Mackie. It's Judd. It's Declan. It's Purple Daily. Daily Vikings Entertainment. ScoreNorth.com, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube.com/Purple Daily Podcast. And boys, cross another one off the list. Forrest Lamp has signed with the Buffalo Bills. Another left guard option off the list. I don't even know who's left. I think there's an orange construction cone, there is a trash barrel, and there is a bag of leaves. Those are the three things left in the guard free agent market right now.
His name is Dozier. Dakota Dozier. He's back. I mean, this is...
You say that like James Bond. It's Dozier.
Yeah.
Dozier.
Well, that's because I'm trying to dress it up as sexy as possible because it's as bad as possible.
And then instead of killing you and stealing your girlfriend, he just lets you walk by like a turnstile.
Yeah. So Forrest Lamp, they wanted him. They talked to him. I thought at one point that they damn near had a deal in place. But again, I mean, they're trying to get these guys at cut rate prices and, you know, they'll go elsewhere. The other problem too is if you're a halfway decent, like not even a good player, but just halfway decent, right? And you're like a left guard and you're talking to the Vikings, unless they're going to pay you, like what's the level of commitment to, this offensive line was not sufficient for Kirk Cousins. We're going to turn this around and you're a key part of this. And we're going to pay you pretty well because we think it's so important. And then you go to the head coach and he's like, yeah, sign if you want. I don't care. Hey, Rick, what's going on with the cornerbacks? Hey, Rick, what's going on with the defensive ends? Forrest, get out of my office.
Yeah, Rick Spielman's all excited to, I just want to introduce you to coach here. Yeah, maybe you guys can build a quick relationship. And Mike Zimmer's like, get out of my office.
Get off my
Zoom call.
What's going on with those backup linebackers, Rick? I got to take this call, Forrest. I'm sorry. Yeah, oh, we'd love another corner. Yeah, oh, a nickel. He can play nickel.
So Forrest Lamp off the board for the Vikings. Today's episode of Purple Daily and all episodes presented by our friends at TCL TVs. Enjoy more of what you love at TCL. And also Federated Mutual Insurance Company has been helping business owners in the state of Minnesota for over 100 years. They're based in Owatonna. They are one of us, so to speak. And what they do is they measure the success of their business by the success of your business and by how well they can protect you against risks and give you peace of mind. So find out more about all the tools that Federated can offer and all the industries they can protect at federatedinsurance.com or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. All right, Declan, we're the only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions every single week. We have the cojones to actually put our reputations on the line every single week. Let's hit the music.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah. That's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right, boys. We're getting to a point here. So unlike classic Write That Down on Mackie and Judd, where, you know, we're mixing in baseball predictions and basketball, hockey, and things in our everyday life, right? Things are coming off the board on a regular basis. Well, there are various inflection points of times where things will come off the board with the football schedule, and the draft is on the horizon. We've had free agency mostly in the rearview window here, so we're going to get a bunch of stuff coming off the board later this month. Some things came off the board this week, but now that we are basically a quarter of the way through the football Write That Down season, how are you guys feeling so far? Are you guys going to hold up for the whole season? You've been taking the ice baths to rest those muscles.
The steroids are huge for me personally. I'm cheating.
Are they?
Yes. I've been doing steroids. I've been you know, taking pills.
Declan very obviously has not been doing
steroids. I should be dabbling in some HGHs at this point.
Oh,
in my
yeah.
life.
If you're not, you're not going to win.
You know, 28 and almost 28 and a half years on this planet, and I don't gain weight. So I don't really know what to do.
I'm stabbing myself in the ass with pins. Yeah. And I mean, I'm just doing everything to cheat. I got to stick around, guys. I'm older.
And Judd stabbing himself in the ass with pins just for fun. Like, that has nothing to do with the cheating.
No, that's toughening up.
Just,
That's how tough I am.
Quarantine activities, man.
I don't even want to know.
So here's how Write That Down works every single week. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns on this edition. It's home runs and batting average in the classic Write That Down on Mackey and Judd. And if you want to be a guest listener predictor, like Tommy is going to be here shortly, you can just send a DM on Twitter or Instagram to @PhilMackey or to @DexasTweets or @TheDexter on the gram if you want to jump in. All right, you guys ready? Judd hasn't had anything come off the board in weeks, by the way. He's just sitting on his completion percentage lead and pushing things into quarter three and
quarter
four here.
You know what I am? I'm a cap guy. I push things down the road. Sour cap.
You're pushing dead cap money.
I'm Brzezinski.
You're pushing roster bonuses.
I'm Brzezinski. Yeah. I'm going to pay for it, but I'll probably be retired when I do.
All right. I had a couple things come off the board here. I told you guys the Vikings will sign a left guard by the end of March who was released by March 10th or later. I really thought the Vikings were going to be more active looking for left guards, and that's not the case.
You should have been right.
But here we are. Forrest Lamp off the board today. I also told you, this is from a couple weeks ago, Kyle Rudolph will sign with the Patriots, and that didn't happen.
Nope.
They signed a couple of tight ends, but not Kyle Rudolph. Listeners, nothing off the board. Declan, you said Mike Zimmer will use the exact words, quote, hell of a player, when discussing the acquisition of one of the recent Vikings defensive free agent ads.
Yeah.
And I did Google searches. Yep. I went through and listened. I couldn't find him saying the phrase hell of a player when talking about any of those guys. So unless you have evidence.
No, I don't. I thought it was just a hell of a shot to shoot. And like always, I was off. I missed, which will happen sometimes.
Mm. Shoot your shot, I guess. Exactly. Moral of this story.
It's okay, Dex.
And so with that, Judd Zulgad maintains his completion percentage lead at 46%, no touchdowns.
Thinking and dunking.
I'm at 29% with three touchdowns on the season. Declan, 27%, no touchdowns. Listeners, only 9% with no touchdowns on the season. So that's where we stand going into this week's predictions. Let's get Tommy in here, and let's get him ready to rock and roll. Tommy, are you welcome to the show? Are you throwing the ball downfield? Are you checking down? What's your general strategy here?
So my first prediction is definitely a classic Kirk Cousins to CJ Ham on the first drive. but, you know, Judd has taught me to take the low-hanging fruit.
That's right.
And then I'm going to push the ball downfield a little more.
Tommy, I love the hat. The Caprice on the jersey, the old school, and then the hat. That's a fantastic hat.
I had to support the Fighting Kirills today.
Yes, you did, and I respect the look. The look is awesome.
Thank you.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write this down. Jeff Gladney will not play a down for the Minnesota Vikings in the 2021-2022 season.
Yeah. I mean, the more I think about this, it is so – and I get that, you know, guys have certain missing chips in their personalities and certain upbringings or lack of maturity. Sometimes when you're given a bunch of money and you're not able to handle it, your life goes off the rails. And we've seen that in the NFL. But like, dude, your life and career are at stake and you're sitting arguing with a woman about something in her text messages. Like, dude, take a step back, have some perspective.
Why?
It's infuriating thinking about what he did.
Why have we not gotten the obligatory statement from the team?
I thought they did send out a statement.
Oh, I didn't see it. I apologize if they did. I didn't see it. I didn't get it. So
it was just like we're monitoring.
Yeah, okay.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
So, all right, over to Judd.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Your first prediction, sir.
All right. Patrick Peterson will have four or more interceptions for the Vikings in 2021. Patrick Peterson playing corner. I assume he'll be starting throughout the season. Will have four or more. That's pretty good. Picks in 2021.
Right. How many? What did he have last year? Do we have any idea?
I think he was at three last year. He was at three or four last year.
I like it.
And the thing is, like, Mike Zimmer defenses, they're not known for high interception totals.
Correct.
You know, he doesn't usually have guys who have like 7-8 interceptions.
Correct.
It's less about jumping routes and more about containing and
smart,
and whatnot, right?
Smart play. Yeah.
All right, Declan, your first prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Although they claim they're open for business, I'm going to say the Falcons will keep their fourth overall pick. Oh, so NFL insiders are saying that they're open for business. They could trade back. I'm saying they're going to keep that fourth overall
pick. My third, write that down today. It's going to come back at you, mister.
Yeah. Even better.
Mano a mano.
I like it.
Well, maybe I'll throw one in, too.
Yeah. Oh, oh,
oh, my God. Okay, maybe not, though. Maybe.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, write this down, okay? So Aaron Rodgers getting rave reviews. Aaron Rodgers in the news again. He went on Pat McAfee, and Pat McAfee asked him, so, all right, you've had some time to think about everything that's happened with the Packers. You know, where are you at? And he's like, I'm the same place I was last year when they drafted a quarterback in the first round. And then he didn't say it directly, but then he said, my future here is really out of my hands, mostly because of his contract this year. I think he'd rather be gone, but, you know, they're not going to cut him with all that guaranteed money. So anyways, Aaron Rodgers, write this down, will be named full-time host of Jeopardy before the end of the 2021 calendar year.
Nice.
And I say that for two reasons. One, I don't think he gives a rip what the Packers think at all. I don't think he has to, like, run that up the flagpole with Green Bay. He'll just, like... he'll just carve out the time that he wants to be the full-time replacement for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. And whatever the Packers think about that, they can go bleep themselves in his mind. But then I found this on the internet, too, and it makes the scheduling of it seem more reasonable. The Jeopardy crew ends up taping 5 episodes every day over a 46-day period. I think they break it up into chunks. And so you only have to work on Jeopardy for 46 days to get to 230 episodes per season. And so he could conceivably carve out 46 days outside the football calendar, right? Maybe in March for a little bit, maybe some more in June.
Yep.
And then right before training camp, it'd be pretty easy for Aaron Rodgers to carve out time to be the multi-million-dollar host of Jeopardy and in part just to stick it to the Green Bay Packers. So I think that would be amazing.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, back over to Tommy.
Ooh, oof. Okay, ooh, could I get
who's a good boy? Yeah. I see the dog.
Could we cue up the football soundbite?
Oh, he's calling shots!
I love football. It, Tommy.
Write this down. In a Purple Daily episode between the end of the week one game and the week five games beginning, there will be a single episode in which Phil and Judd combine to use the word philosophy or some connotation of the word philosophy 5 or more times.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Football! Oh, my football, God. Yeah, football! Football! Yeah, football!
I love it. I love
That's
it.
That's very possible. Very
I love the
possible.
underlying implication here is that we will be upset with the Vikings handing the ball off too much.
Yeah, who keeps track of that? That's the question.
Or it could be about how Clint Kubiak has changed the philosophy.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so anything goes, Tommy.
For the better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just so I'm sure, Tommy, because I want to make sure you get credit here, because I think this is a brilliant prediction. In a Purple Daily episode between weeks 1 and 5, there will be a single episode where Mackie and Judd use the word philosophy 5 times.
Or more.
True.
Or more.
That is exactly it.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I love it.
That's that's a touchdown. I love it. That is a great prediction.
This reminds me of the time when I think it was when the Twins were hiring Derek Falvey and Thad Levine, and Judd and I literally got pulled into our old program director's principal's office, and he yelled at me for using the word culture too much on that day's 4-hour show. I think he counted the amount of times I used the word culture said, like, can you at least find a different word to use? You know, and plus it's not always about culture. And I'm like, no, it is about culture. Let me explain again.
Your philosophy was wrong for how to handle that segment, Phil. Philosophically, you should have peeled off and gone in a different direction.
I just spent 4 hours talking about the importance of culture, but let me do it again here for my boss who doesn't
write this down.
Anyways. All right. Back over to Judd.
Garrett Bradbury will not be the Vikings starting center in week one of the 2022 season.
Okay.
Garrett Bradbury is entering his last year. He might be a guard, so I'm not saying he's off the roster, Dex, to be very clear.
Yeah.
He will just not be the starting center in week one, 2022, in part because there might be new people in charge that realize having a guy that can't really pass protect interior offensive line in 2022 is a bad idea.
Weird.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Judd Brzezinski just pushing more predictions into the future here.
Seriously.
Like it.
All right.
Write this down.
All right, back to Dex.
All right. The Vikings will draft two quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft.
What?
Quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. Our friend Darren Doogie Wolfson was on the Scoop podcast yesterday, and he said there is legitimate interest that the Vikings have an idea of drafting a quarterback in the later rounds. I'm going to say, with all those seventh-round picks and all of those mid to late-round picks, they're going to take two quarterbacks. And also, by the way, this could happen throughout the entire compassing of the draft. They could surprise us all and take one in the first round. I don't know. I'm just saying there'll be two quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. That the Vikings
That's take. A home run if that happens, yep. 100%. And it would also mean that they're out on Nate Stanley and Jake Browning, who, by the way, like neither one of those guys is ever going to be a starter. So
They're not drafting.
Win.
But I mean,
win.
Yes, I'm glad that you said that.
Spielman wins.
It's going to get
your organization wins. The quarterback room wins. It would be everyone wins.
I think there's a far better chance they draft zero than two, but I'm here for that prediction.
Okay. Yeah.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
I didn't see that coming.
I'm going to piggyback off Dex here, okay? There's a lot of steam that Mac Jones will be the pick at three for the 49ers.
Yep. Yeah.
Write this down. Trey Lance will be available when the Vikings draft in the first round. And then it's up to them what they want
what
to do.
What is going on here?
Trey Lance will be available when
at
the 14? Vikings draft in the first. I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying right now it's 14.
I didn't say
that. All right, well, that's going to dovetail in well with my last prediction. So,
okay.
Don't put draft numbers in my mouth.
I'm just a little bit surprised by what's going on here.
Yep.
And so's Tommy, okay? So he's surprised, too.
Write it down. You like writing things
His eyes got big as saucers for these last two.
Okay, real quick. If Trey Lance, and by the way, we're going to do a mock draft simulation here to finish out the show once Write That Down's over. If Trey Lance is available at 14, just like our Justin Fields, I don't think Fields has fallen that far. But if Trey Lance is available, do you guys pull the trigger on that?
They trade out.
Is Rashawn Slater available?
No, probably not.
I don't know.
See.
All right, Tommy, your final prediction.
They trade out.
Okay, this is one of those where we have to agree on the credible report, how credible the source is. At some point in the 2021-2022 season, there will be a credible report that Kirk Cousins is an MVP candidate or having an MVP caliber season.
So I would say, so anyone, so it's, this is an opinion sort of thing, so a credible opinion. I would say it has to be a blue checkmark reporter or a blue checkmark former player analyst who works for a media company.
Fair.
So, something like that. And we can make the decision.
My caveat is if that doesn't sound like a touchdown, I could change one word to make it a touchdown.
All right.
I think because he had such a great second half last year and he's got Justin Jefferson, it's probably not a touchdown. But
what's the word?
It's up to you.
Front runner is an MVP front runner.
Are we going with the specific words front runner?
Okay, no, not specific words, more like leading the MVP race, the number one MVP candidate.
Let's do it. That's
a touchdown.
There's a lot of subjectivity there, but
yes, yeah. We can honor that. We can honor that.
We all know what you're going for, and we will, I'm with Dex. We'll honor that. These are some great, great throws here by
Tommy. Puts up a great box score, Tommy. The man puts up a great box score.
Tommy, since you've got this platform here, would you like to thank anyone in your life that brought you to this pinnacle moment?
I would. My wife and I. Oh, the glare! I'm trying to show.
Here, let's throw this down here so we can see.
Can see that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
we got engaged. We got engaged at the Minnesota Vikings game against the Bears on Monday night, outdoors after the stadium collapsed. And ever since, she's been my rock, no matter how crazy and ridiculous my sports fandom is for these teams that continue to not win championships. She also regularly has to listen to Purple Daily because I listen to you guys when I get home and take a shower and it echoes. So she puts up with you guys and then me giving her the highlights of the day's show.
Yes, dude.
Well, we appreciate that. We're fans of your wife, too, then. I'm glad.
Absolutely.
A true love story. Wow.
And she's like, what? So, like, why do those guys just, like, yell football all the time?
Football!
Football, yeah! Football!
Yep. No, she'll get it.
So which one gets it? So which one is the weirdo that loves seltzers? Is it Mackie, Judd? Which one likes the seltzer?
The man has a, like, North Star hat on, a Kaprizov jersey, and a Vikings pennant. I think she understands us.
What does she think about Brian Baldinger?
I mean, it's the whole package of how he plays the game. Like,
or,
his hands,
or Brett Favre.
Hands. What's your...
Or Trent Dilfer.
Yes, dude.
We got to get Trent Dilfer on the show at some point. That'd be super fun. And just sit back and let him just nerd out about football. So, well, Tommy, thank you. Thanks to you and your wife for being supportive of Purple Daily. And we'll get you on again to make some more predictions maybe later in the year, right?
Thanks, guys.
See you. All right, that is guest, listener, predictor, Tommy. We are the most, I think, interactive show when you include Ventline with Dex on Sundays and in-season Ventline. We love to – sometimes you guys hate us because we're too negative when it comes to the Vikings, but we also love the community and we love the interaction. So super fun having Tommy on. All right, let's finish out these predictions here before we get to a midweek mock simulation. Judd Zulgad.
There will be a credible report that the Vikings were one of the teams that talked to the Falcons about the fourth pick in the draft.
Whoa!
Or write this down.
Or the Vikings will flat out obtain that pick.
What? Whoa!
Oh, God.
I'm not saying that they will obtain it, but there will be a report. I think the odds are far greater that there will just be, because as Dex alluded to, there have been reports. In fact, I've got one right here from ESPN.com, that the Falcons are shopping the fourth pick. So there will be a report that the Vikings have talked to the Falcons about this.
So just so I'm sure, Judd, there will be a credible report that the Vikings were one of the teams interested in the fourth overall pick, or they will obtain said pick.
Yep.
Is that good with that?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. I love this.
Yep.
So
yep.
If that's the case, let's say that they're sniffing around the number four overall pick. What are they doing with the number four pick? I mean, they'd have to give up a future first round pick, probably maybe even, because they don't have a second, so they're going to give up a couple of thirds and a future first minimum.
I think,
right?
Because the Falcons are shopping the pick, the goal would probably be Penei Sewell, because he's going to be gone before 14.
Yeah,
he's going to be gone, and there is a very good chance that the Bengals take him at 5. So it would actually be an attempt to jump the Bengals to take a guy who you could probably plug in at left tackle, ideally again for 10 years.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
I love it.
Ideal.
Yeah, that's great.
Love where Judd's going here. All right, back to Declan, your final prediction.
All right, this one inspired
by... Write it down. You like writing things down.
Inspired by Tommy's opening line, CJ Ham will catch the Vikings' first touchdown this season.
Oh, first touchdown. I thought you were going to say first pass.
No, that's also a good one, but CJ Ham...
The first check down.
...will catch the first Vikings touchdown in 2021.
All right. You guys tell me if this is a home run or not. I don't...
Write it down. You like writing things down.
I don't think this has ever happened before, but it's also kind of shaping up to where at least three of these... So my prediction is the first four picks in the draft will all be quarterbacks.
Yep.
Write it down.
Okay.
The first four picks will all be quarterbacks. I mean, the first two are 100% quarterbacks, and the Niners didn't trade up to not take a quarterback. So really, it's just sort of, will the fourth pick be a quarterback?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So... probably not a home run, but that's my prediction. All right, boys.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write that down. Predictions powered by our friends this week at Wamatech. That's WAMATEK.com. So Wamatech is here to help you with your broken down phones, tablets, or laptops. They are a trusted supplier of pre-owned devices. So whether you want to buy, sell, trade in, they'll buy your old device for cash. Whatever you need, Wamatech has you covered. And also, just to make sure that you're not buying a lemon, every device they sell is tech certified and comes with a warranty too. So Wamatech.com, WAMATEK.com. I think Tommy was one of our best guest predictors of the year.
It was really good. That was fantastic.
That
and
was
I love
like
the look.
A Gus Frerotte subbing in for a Dante Culpepper and winning NFC Player of the Week awards right there. Like that was some serious predictions and serious throws.
He brought the heat. He brought the heat. He wore the Kaprizov jersey, and he brought the Kaprizov game.
When someone praises us effusively like that, too, it's always really
and your wife,
and his wife,
and your wife's sort of a pseudo fan. She doesn't turn us off. Mm. I tell you what, if I went home and played our podcast, that sucker would get shut off quick.
And I'm on it. What are you doing in there?
And I'm on it.
Boys, before we wrap the show today, I think we're obligated, I think, to fire up a little midweek
mock
here.
Mock!
And so I'm going to throw on your screen here for the YouTube purposes. Let's do another, just like we did earlier in the week, from the draftnetwork.com. Let's just do another fun little quick simulation here, okay? We are the Vikings. It's just a one round. We're going to just go up to pick 14.
Okay.
I'm going to click play on the start the draft function. And because we did pony up for the premium version of the Draft Network.
We're going to get our money's worth, too.
Trades are in play, boys.
Hey, real quick, possible audible for this midweek mock. Should we make a play for the Falcons' fourth overall pick?
Let's do it.
Should
let's
we just do
it
do
right
that?
Now.
All right.
When we click the trade button here, let's see what happens, okay?
Sure, I love it.
All right. So we got to find Atlanta.
Up in the top.
Scroll over here.
Up in the top, right? Yep.
Where are they?
Oh, choose your trade partner. No, keep going over.
So NFC teams.
There you go.
Highlighted.
There you go.
There you go. Yep. Okay.
In the middle.
There we go. Falcons. Okay. So what are we offering? So we're going to offer for sure. Well, for sure, offering the 14th pick, right?
Yep.
So first round pick. How about both of the third round picks this year?
Yep.
And then
2022 first round pick.
Yep. That's it.
So how about that? So those two, and then the two thirds.
Lot. Yep. Let's see if they accept.
All right. Let's send it and see what happens. Oh, we have to. I suppose we need something too.
We need the fourth.
We want your first.
No, we're just giving. We want nothing back.
Ooh. It says down here. You see that little bar on the bottom?
It's not
offer
high.
Acceptance. Very unlikely.
Okay, give him a third round pick next year. Give him a 2022 third.
How about a 2022 second?
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Bing.
There you go.
Oh wow! It. So I took the third off,
and then you got the second.
Let's throw that. So here's what it would be. It's telling us we have to give up the first. And two thirds this year.
Okay.
And then a first, a second, and maybe a third. How about maybe a fifth? What if we threw a fifth in there? Let's do that.
They don't really like it.
It still says unlikely.
The Falcons are wavering. Go ahead.
Well, here's what we'll do. Just to, for the experiment, let's make it likely that they accept the offer.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're offering three third. Oh, they accept.
Oh, we've got the fourth pick. Who cares about the future? The now.
We are picking fourth. All right. And so now we are. So the first. Oh, and now we're getting trade offers. Okay.
Wait.
So this went fast. We're getting trade offers right now. Can we see what the picks were? I guess we can't.
Yeah.
So the Panthers are offering to trade up from 8, and then they're offering a second and a fourth this year. I don't know, man. We traded up to four for a reason.
No,
we're going to decline that.
No, we're declining.
And then, of course, our old buddy George Payton is calling in from Denver offering
George.
It there first.
You left us.
Nope.
Zach Wilson available? Oh, no.
No, Zach Wilson.
Okay, so we're going to pause the draft here so we can regroup. So the first few picks are off the board.
Wait,
the first three picks are all quarterbacks.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Oh, my God.
And Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Which means, so picking fourth overall here, okay? Trey Lance is on the board, obviously. Kyle Pitts is on the board. Penei Sewell's on the board. Justin Fields is on the board. Why are we trading up here? Is it for Sewell?
Sewell. That's why it is
for Sewell. I'm so tempted to take Kyle Pitts. I really, really want him, but it'd be
Sewell. Yeah, you can't. No.
This is not my sim. It's everyone's
sim. The question is, what would you trade huge chunks of capital this year?
Yeah,
and
you
next
wouldn't
year
be a tight end.
It'd be a quarterback or a left
end.
Tackle, right?
Yep. He can do everything. He's not just a tight end. I want the draft lingo. People have been telling me this. He's not a tight end.
They're not trading it to get him. That's what I'm saying.
He's an influencer and a future great father.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
He's not just a tight end.
He's great on the ground.
All right, boys. All right. We're gonna pull the trigger here.
Let's
on Panay.
Right,
we'll see how the rest of the draft plays out.
Do it.
Wow. How'd that feel? Okay, so if that happens,
what would your thoughts be? I mean, you just.
I'm going to resume the draft so we can see what everyone else does.
Well,
but in the meantime,
right now the pundits are pointing to Matt Khalil and his failure, and the fact that you took him in a very similar position, in what 2012 or so. Okay.
Yeah.
But that being said, again, you just took a stab at taking a top left tackle who, if he pans out, and there are decent odds he will solve that problem for 10 years. 5 on the relatively cheap. And now your quarterback's blindside, whether it be Cousins or anybody else, is potentially protected by an upper echelon guy. I feel damn good about what just happened.
I kind of love it, too. I'm kind of into it. I think if they... Also, you know what? Everyone's job is
Justin
on the line.
Justin Fields falls to 20 in this, excuse me, for the Bears.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you see Rashad Bateman went 15 to the Patriots, too?
Oh, he'd be a great Patriot.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll let this play out, and then we'll just kind of go through and see. But But if this happened, I would say, you know what? I feel like the Vikings most often trade back and accumulate extra picks. And at some point, when it makes sense, be aggressive. Go up and get a franchise. I wouldn't do it for just any position. I'm not doing it for a linebacker. but if you can fix a huge, huge part of your offensive line for a long time on paper, in theory, I think you should do it. So here's how this draft played out. Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Penei Sewell, Ja'Marr Chase to the Bengals, Kyle Pitts to the Dolphins, Jalen Waddle, Rashawn Slater to the Panthers, Micah Parsons to the Broncos, Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys, Devontae Smith, J.C. Horn, Christian Darrisaw to the Chargers, Trey, how about that? The Falcons trade down and still
and
get a quarterback.
Trey Lance.
And Trey
wow.
Lance at 14.
They're feeling good about that.
Rashad Bateman to the Patriots, Elijah Vera Tucker to the Cardinals. I'm just going to kind of scroll down here. Justin Fields to the Bears at 20. What a dream scenario that would be for them. I could see that happening with all the negative press that's come out about Justin Fields'
work. Oh, Quiddy Pay gets to 20. Zim. Zim's like, Quiddy Pay.
Amazing. So there you have it. That is wow, your dude. Midweek mock here.
I want a mock!
Mock!
Boom. All right, I'm feeling good about this idea. I never really even considered it until Judd threw it out and went on the record and write that down. But trade it up.
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta shopping that pick.
It's a great idea by the executive producer of the show, too, to also make it happen as well.
Don't
ride the coattails of someone else's idea. I take advantage. Cuff. You know, that's kind of how I like to roll. So, yeah.
Be careful with that producer thing. Rotator cuff from patting yourself on the back.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, we'll do Tommy John, too, while we're at it.
Easy Chad Pennington with your shoulder there. Just be careful. Oh, all right, that's a wrap on today's episode of Purple Daily. Tomorrow, our plan right now for tomorrow is to do a deep dive into the state of the Vikings' backup quarterback situation as part of our show. So we'll see what happens there. Thanks to everyone who has been part of our community here, Daily Vikings Entertainment on YouTube, on podcast, scorenorth.com, and we will see you guys for tomorrow's show.